This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's COVID numbers are hitting lows that have never been seen during the pandemic. Just 52 cases were reported Friday. State Health Department Director Jill Hunziker-Ryan says Colorado's in a really good place with low transmission and high immunity.
We've had so many successes and are fully prepared for whatever the future holds with the virus.
Today marks the 2-year anniversary of the arrival of COVID in Colorado. The state's new unemployment fraud task force has referred 17 cases for prosecution in its first year. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
According to the state attorney general's office, the fraudulent unemployment claims cost Colorado more than $300,000. Most of the cases involved people accused of misrepresenting their wages or submitting multiple claims under different identities. The Colorado Labor Department says it expects cases to rise as it wraps up its longer investigations. The state auditor says the state may have lost up to $73 million to unemployment fraud from March 2020 through April 2021. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A rock climber died earlier this week after falling hundreds of feet off a rock face in El Dorado Canyon State Park outside of Boulder. Thad Friday, who was 48, was pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics. While his death does not appear to be suspicious, the Boulder County Coroner's Office says it will complete an autopsy and investigation. And from downtown Denver, this is Colorado Public Radio.